Even though we were looking at that 1% decline in fed cattle marketed during July, it's important to remember that there were two fewer slaughter days during the month. And actually, when you calculate the change on a per-day basis, we're actually talking about marketings during July, which were about 9% higher than a year ago. So there is a degree of currency in terms of the feedlots are marketing the animals in a very prompt fashion, but they are filling up the feedlots also with these animals that they are able to get cheaper prices than they got last year, with expectations of lower feed prices moving into the time when they would normally be marketed as finished animals in early 2017.